About 2,000 passengers received an unusual welcome Wednesday morning when their cruise ship docked.
When everyone was first getting off with their low, low tide, the school kids were out on a field trip swimming in the water. So people were asking where the wildlife was, and we were all looking over the side at the kids swimming in the water.
Leslie Ross is the borough tourism director.
So when they asked where the wildlife was, you pointed to the children?
I pointed down to the school kids down at the low tide.
I saw the kids actually swimming over in the port dock. So
that's Texan tourist Gregor Mishar.
I would like to go into the Hammer Museum. Then I'd like to go to the Eagle Preserve Museum. And then I want to go find a nice ice-cold beer since today's the hottest day of the year here in Haines, Alaska.
Today is a picture-perfect day. Have you seen any nicer here?
Californian Bob Landwehr and his wife Diane are on their second Alaska visit. But it's their first time stopping in Haines.
We'd have missed Alaska, I think, if we would not have seen Haines. It's just a very nice town.
Why do you say that?
It's so quaint. It's the Cabot Cove of the East Coast in Alaska.
Yes, I'm glad we stayed here and didn't take a trip somewhere else. We just love it here.
The Landwehrs say Haines is different than the other Alaska towns the cruise ship stops in.
It's just a whole different thing. We're seeing more of the scenery than just going shop to shop to shop. And then he's waiting outside for me. There's a few shops, and it's gorgeous.
It's much less commercial, which we like.
Back at the cruise ship dock, volunteer Michael Marks is greeting passengers. He comes down here bright and early on cruise ship days to hand out brochures and give directions.
Well, it's kind of fun. You're always hoping that maybe you might see someone you know come off the boat and say, "Hey, how's it doing, Joe? Can you believe you're in Haines, Alaska?" But they're all excited, and they have no idea what's really going on, so we could tell them all the great features of our community, you know, the fort just up the block from the cruise ship dock, and the three museums in town, and all the cool galleries and shops. And
for tourists who want to explore outside of the downtown and the fort areas, there's a new business in town.
I'm renting some scooters. Actually, I'm filling up Julia Roberts right now. All my scooters are named after famous actresses.
What are the other names?
So Keira Knightley, Nicole Kidman.
Alex Stock owns Tour de Scooter. He rents out scooters for $15 an hour or $60 a day. On Wednesday morning, he had rented out 5 scooters to visitors from the ship and from Whitehorse. He came up with the idea last summer.
And I was watching all the tourists come off the boat, and you know, there's quite a bit to do in Haines, you know, but just unfortunately, there's things outside the limits of walking, you know. And I was thinking, man, you know, it'd probably be pretty expensive for them to rent a car or maybe get the taxi that's in town, and really that's pretty limited. And so I was like, hey, I wonder what it would take to get scooters up here.
Stock got the necessary permits from the borough, and he bought 11 scooters.
But, you know, next year maybe I'll add to the arsenal.
Expand the fleet.
Yeah, I'll expand the fleet maybe next year, and maybe I'll name those are like famous actors, you know, or musicians maybe.
In the next few months, Stock will find out how many visitors prefer to scoot their way around Haines. Between 1 and 3 cruise ships will dock in town each week until mid-September. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.